The Child and Family Agency Tuzla has completed a review into the case of schoolboy Kyron Dernan, who is missing and presumed dead. It was sent to the Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, on Friday, but the organisation has said it won't be made public. A separate report into information held by Tuzla's Education Support Service has been sent to the Education Minister, Norma Foley. There is an ongoing murder investigation underway into Kyron Dernan's disappearance when he was aged just 6 years old. Gardaí believe the child is deceased and that he may have died over 2 years ago. His case raises serious questions about how state agencies who were involved with his care failed to notice that a child had gone missing for over 2 years. We're joined in the studio now by the Chief Executive of Tuzla, Kate Duggan. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Justin.
I know there are limitations on what you can say in relation to this case, which is the subject of a live Garda investigation. But there are questions about how this case was handled by Tuzla. What level of engagement had been taking place between your agency and Kyron Dernan before he went missing, which we think was around 2 years ago?
Yes, Justin. I think the first thing to say is obviously we have to say that, like everyone, I think it is devastating what has happened to Kyron. And we, like everybody, want to understand what has happened in the days and weeks and months before his disappearance. What I can tell you, and you know, you have referenced the fact that there is a live Garda investigation, and there was reference in the media this week that we wouldn't publish our report into Kyron. But I think it's important to say that that decision was made to not publish the report at this time, and that decision was made after consultation with An Garda Síochána. What I can tell you is that in 2022, one of our family resource services, one of our funded Tuzla services, would have had their last engagement with Kyron and with his family. Over 2021 and 2022, significant efforts would have been made by our childcare welfare services to provide further supports to Kyron and his family. And we also know that in May 2022, that was the last time that Kyron was present in school within junior infants in his local school.
And was it in May 2022? Was that the last date that Tuzla has recorded information about Kyron?
What Tuzla has recorded in terms of our child protection and welfare or our educational support services, the last information around that, as I said, was in 2021 and 2022. Since then, information had become available to us. We received no referrals. I think it's important to say that over the year of 2021 and 2022, and while Kyron was in junior infants, we received no referrals of concern, either through our child protection and welfare services or our educational support services. What did happen in earlier in 2024, we were engaging in relation to another case, and as part of that engagement, information became aware, or we became, our staff became aware of new information that caused concern to us in relation to Kyron's whereabouts. And at that point then, we would have linked with An Garda Síochána with that information.
It is reported in the media, in the newspaper, in the Sunday Independent today, and has been reported by other newspapers, that a child presented to Tuzla as Kyron in July of 2022, but who was not Kyron. Is that the case?
I saw that speculation in the media, Justin. When our review is published, we obviously, there will be reference to any engagement that we had with Kyron, with his family, or with other members of his family. But at the moment, I can't confirm the details around that because of the live guard investigation.
When was the last, in what month did your engagement with Kyron stop?
So our engagement with Kyron, in terms of, as I've outlined, in 2020 and in 2021 and in 2022, but we have had no contact with Kyron, or had no new referrals with Kyron in relation to that 2021-2022 period. We have had engagement with the family since we became aware of that new information in April 2024.
Okay. Kyron was enrolled in a school in the Republic of Ireland in May 2022. Mm-hmm. When a child is enrolled in a school but doesn't show up at the start of the next term, what is supposed to happen? Is Tuzla supposed to receive a referral in that case?
So, you know, in general, just maybe to set the context for that service, our educational support service, part of that service is our educational welfare service. And it is obviously the responsibility of an individual school to keep their register updated. And TUSLA, our educational support service, wouldn't have any access to that centralised system, which is held by the Department of Education. There are two points of reporting in relation to absence about a child that a school returns. The first is that twice yearly, a school reports a student absence report or returns a student absence report to our educational welfare service. And if I give you an example, in 2022 or 2023, that school year, we would have had 146,679 children reported to our service as absent for over 20 days. Separate to that then, if an individual school has a concern about any of those 146,000 children where they believe the absence to be of concern or of significant concern, they would make a referral to our educational welfare service. And we didn't receive a referral for Kyron in relation to any concerns about his attendance or his educational welfare.
So you received no referral. So because you received no referral, you had no cause to go checking as to whether he was in school or not. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is it the case then that, I mean, it has been reported that that the school in question was told that Kyron was moving to Northern Ireland last week. The Minister for Children told us that the normal practice would be for information to be shared within the school system that the information from a school in Northern Ireland would be shared with the school system here so that everybody could be sure that a child was receiving an education. Is that that's the correct procedure, is it?
I can't, you know, comment at all on what the process or the system would be between schools. What I can say is that where we have a referral within our educational welfare service, if we have any concern that there is a link to Northern Ireland, we would reach out. We have a good working relationship with our colleagues in Northern Ireland, and we would discuss that area of concern or that referral of concern with them.
So did anyone in TUSLA have any cause to make a check on where Kyron was during the 2 year period that he was absent, that he was missing?
You're talking about from 2022 to 2024?
Yes.
Yes, we received no new information or no referral of concern during that period.
But he was involved with your services prior to that. Mm-hmm. Did that engagement with your services stop in 2022? Was there a line drawn under that engagement in 2022 that meant that there was no reason for anyone to ask where he was?
Again, I think it's important to say we know now that Kyron was in school for the academic, the school year 2021 to 2022. From a TUSLA perspective, we had made numerous efforts to provide additional support services. We receive as an agency over 90,000 referrals every year. 60% of those referrals relate to welfare concerns. So that's about where a member of the public, an individual, a professional is concerned that a child's welfare are concerned in relation to a child's welfare. And that may be that a family needs support in relation to routines, in relation to budgeting, in relation to accessing appointments, in relation to their home environment. And we provide those services on a daily basis right across the country in relation to families. And in 2021 and 2022, we continue to try to provide some additional family support services to that family.
Mm. Okay. And so, but I suppose the question I'm asking is, did anybody from TUSLA ask when they didn't see Kyron, or when if they were involved with Kyron and his family providing some services to them, was there any reason why TUSLA staff didn't ask where he was from 2022 to 2024?
And Justin, I don't want to go into the detail of that, because that will all be in the review when the review comes out. And I think it's important to state that in general, in wider circumstances where we would have a concern, or if we couldn't locate a child, we would report that to An Garda Síochána. If we had a concern in relation to if a child was accessing other services, we would reach out, we would contact those other services. So I can't talk about the detail of that because of the live investigation, but obviously that would and will be in the review.
Okay.
What we know is that Kyron was in school in May 2022. And what we know is that we haven't received any referral of concern since then. And what we don't know, and I think this is critically important, is, you know, the Garda investigation is live, it's ongoing. We don't know from what date Chiron disappeared. And what I would say, and I think it's really important to say, is for any, you know, six-year-old at the time and his family, they touch off lots of different services. They're parts of communities. They may be parts of, you know, community support groups. And I think it is really important. And, you know, Commissioner Harris has come out recently to say anybody with any information to please come forward to the Gardaí for any information they may have concerning the period after May 2022.
The Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, said on this programme last week that there were very clear failings involved in a case where a child goes missing for 2 years, unnoticed by the authorities. Now, I realise that Tusla wasn't the only authority that was engaged with Chiron. There was the education services, there would have been the social welfare services and health services as well. But does Tusla accept that it was part of those failings?
I think, first of all, Justin, it's really important to say that the Garda Commissioner referred last week that he has never seen a case like this in 40 years. And I have to agree with that. I have never seen a case like this. We, as is normal process in this case, completed our own review. That review will be shared with the National Review Panel. And I think the National Review Panel, when they look at the totality of engagement of services with Chiron, with his family over that period, including Tusla, including schools, including the other health services and services that you have mentioned, that will bring more perspective to this. And at that point, what we will be able to look at is where there may have been or could have been opportunities to support this family, or where anything, if anything, could have been done to prevent the tragic and awful circumstances that are surrounding this case.
But were there any shortcomings in, and you're talking generally about all the agencies there, but specifically in relation to Tusla, were there any shortcomings identified by you when you carried out that report in relation to how Chiron Dernan was dealt with?
Again, Justin, I can't talk to that at this point in time, and I've been asked by an Gardaí not to talk to that.
Okay.
What I can tell you and assure you that if there were any missed opportunities in this case or in any case that we review, we will take immediate action to make sure that those learnings and those recommendations are implemented. But right now, the absolute priority and the focus is on understanding what happened to Chiron and supporting and fully supporting an Garda Síochána in relation to their investigation.
You have now submitted a report to the to Minister Roderick O'Gorman, who said that he will take action on the findings of that report immediately. What actions have you recommended to him?
Again, as I've just said, Justin, within the report, the full and total report has been given to Minister O'Gorman, and I'm going to meet with Minister O'Gorman next week just to review that report. I've obviously been in contact with him over the weekend, and any recommendations or learnings that are in place for Tusla as an agency or for other services, we'll certainly work with all of our partners to make sure that they are implemented. But again, I want to say this is a very complex and challenging case. And I think that's what will become known to the wider public once the Garda investigation is completed and the full review across all state agencies is completed.
All right. The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, told the Sunday Times today that she will be writing to her counterpart in Northern Ireland, proposing a better system for sharing information between the two jurisdictions on this island. Is that something that you would welcome?
Absolutely. I think from an educational perspective that the Minister for Education has made that reference. I think from our perspective in terms of an educational support service, we haven't in the past in any of our dealings found that to be an area of concern. When we receive a referral in relation to an educational welfare concern, if there is any mention or any indication that that involves Northern Ireland, we have a very good working relationship with our colleagues in Northern Ireland in relation to that.
I want to ask you about an issue that was raised in the Dáil this week, following on from the Chiron Dernan case, and that is about the number of children who have died while in state care or known to state care. The AIM2 leader, Padraig Tobin, told the Dáil there were 227 children in care or known to care services who had died in the past 10 years. And of that 227, 10 of them were murdered, or 11 if you include Chiron Dernan. Deputy Tobin described those figures as shocking, absolutely disastrous, and he said that the care system is broken. What's your response to him?
again, I think the first thing that's really important to say is that any child that dies that is either known to Tusla or state services or is in our care is really upsetting. And we think of the families, particularly at this time when it may bring back, you know, some memories for them in relation to the tragic loss of their child. But in terms of putting some perspective around the figures as we know them, we know that from the National Review Panel that over the last 10 years that 208 children or young people known to Tusla have died. And out of that 208, we know that 136 of those died of natural causes. They died as a result of a road traffic accident or another accident. And we know that 34 of them died by suicide, 10 of them by homicide, and 7 in relation to an overdose. 27 children in care over that period died within the state. And out of those 27, we know that 5 died of natural causes. And we know that 10 of those died either by suicide or overdose. And I think what that does highlight and what is a concern to us is that particularly where you have children in state care who may be vulnerable and who do need access to more intensive mental health services, in access to more addiction services, that that is something that we need to make sure they get a better and more timely access to those services.
Deputy Tobin has said that he and other deputies as well have said they would like Tusla to come before the Oireachtas Children's Committee to answer more questions about these cases. Are you willing to do that?
Absolutely. We would often appear before the Oireachtas Committee. But as I said, I do think it's important to say that when we talk about children known to Tusla, the 208, they are children that are living with their families and communities right across the country. They may be known to us in terms of a family support service, in terms of an educational support service. And of those, unfortunately, 136 did die of natural causes or road traffic accidents. Our focus is on, you know, the 34 that died by suicide and the fact that those vulnerable children and communities right across this country need access to better mental health services.
All right. Kate Tuggan, Chief Executive of Tusla, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.